Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, August 5th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, traffic is moving again through the intersection of La Brea and Slauson in Windsor Hills, but the signs of what happened there yesterday afternoon will linger. It's where a Mercedes sedan ran a red light at high speed and slammed into busy cross traffic. Six people were killed in the wreck and fire that followed. The LA County Coroner says among the dead is 23-year-old Asheray Ryan. She was pregnant. The CHP says 37-year-old registered nurse Nicole Linton drove that Mercedes. She is at Reagan UCLA Medical Center and under arrest. It'll be up to the LA County DA to decide what charges she'll face. It'll be up to voters in Los Angeles to decide if local hotels will have to join a program to make vacant hotel rooms available to unhoused Angelenos. Details from KPCC's Robert Garofa.
The city council voted to put a hotly debated proposal before voters in 2024. Citing an unprecedented lack of affordable housing in LA, the plan would require hotels to report empty rooms to the housing department. Then the city would have the option to pay market rate so that unhoused people could stay in the rooms. Several hotel operators testified that it would have a severely negative impact on their business. Carly Kirchen, an organizer with Unite Here Local 11, which supports the ordinance, urged the council to put the proposal on the ballot. Kirchen said the hotel industry was being prejudiced against unhoused people by painting them as dangerous customers.
But this argument misrepresents who is actually experiencing homelessness. In fact, the hotel's own employees are some of the most impacted by our housing crisis.
The vote from the council comes as the city winds down Project Roomkey, the federally backed pandemic program that housed thousands of people in hotel rooms over the past couple years. I'm Robert Garofa.
The LA City Council is calling on state lawmakers to vote down Assembly Bill 930, a measure that would let bars in West Hollywood and a handful of other California cities close at 4 in the morning rather than 2. West Hollywood, of course, is located right in the middle of Los Angeles. The LA City Council's Paul Krikorian says keeping bars open an extra 2 hours in West Hollywood could mean really drunk drivers on LA roads just as the morning commute gets going.
For the life of me, with as many priorities as the state of California has right now, it's baffling to me that a state senator would continue to push a bill for those people who say, you know, I just can't drink enough by 2 a.m. I need options.
AB 930 is now before the Assembly Appropriations Committee with a hearing set for Tuesday. A study from Harvard economists and the Census Bureau says 90% of millennials, the generation born from 1984 to 1992, live less than 500 miles from where they lived as teenagers, and nearly 60% live less than 10 miles away. Harvard's Ben Sprung-Kaiser is one of the study authors. He says one reason millennials stay close to home is the wealth of their parents, or the lack of wealth.
For example, in Los Angeles itself, people whose parents are in the top 20% of income move on average 100 miles further than those whose parents are in the bottom 20% of income. So there's no doubt that money is playing a role.
The study also found 80% of millennial Angelenos have moved less than 100 miles from home, and if they do go a little farther,
odds are you go relatively close as well. So the most common destinations are San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix, the Bay Area, and then potentially a little bit further north, places like Seattle.
Harvard economist, Harvard economics researcher Ben Sprung-Kaiser, a guest on KPCC's Air Talk. HBO launches its new Game of Thrones spinoff later this month. It's promoting it with some unexpected help from the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles. The story from KPCC's Mike Rowe.
When people think of LA's Natural History Museum, they're a lot more likely to think of dinosaurs than Hollywood. But the institution also owns a massive collection of movie memorabilia. Now they're hosting an exhibition with props, set pieces, and costumes from the new TV fantasy epic, House of the Dragon, a Game of Thrones prequel series. Guests will get to see the Iron Throne, walk around a giant dragon skull, and learn a bit of the show's Valyrian language. Of course, the museum hopes they'll also check out the regular exhibits, like the dinosaur fossils that influenced the design of those dragons. The House of the Dragon experience opens to the public Friday and runs through September 7th. I'm Mike Rowe.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.